be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it will produce much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it. Whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. The Gospel of the Lord. Why is St. Lawrence the only saint besides the Blessed Mother, St. John the Baptist, and the Apostles, whose annual remembrance is celebrated as a feast with the Gloria? It's a trivia question in Catholic circles, but it's an important one for us to know. The fundamental reason is because St. Lawrence is the third patron of the city of Rome, and we are Roman Catholics. After Saints Peter and Paul, Lawrence became an official patron of the city because of the famous reputation he had for caring for the poor and because of his celebrated martyrdom. But we could also say that it's a feast because St. Lawrence is, in a sense, the celebration of the diaconate. St. Lawrence is a celebration. If we're going to celebrate Peter as the source of the sacramental life in the Church through holy orders, if we're going to celebrate St. Paul as the paradigm of how to preach the gospel, we see in St. Lawrence how to live out the Church's call to charity. Because as Pope Benedict wrote 9 years ago in Deus Caritas Est, charity is as essential to the ministry of the Church as preaching the Word and the celebration of the sacraments. And it was precisely in order to make sure that charity be done that Peter and the first apostles ordained the first deacons. They weren't trying to say that charity was beneath them, less important than prayer and the ministry of the Word. They were saying, because it is absolutely so essential and we can't do everything, we need to have specialists to make sure the poor don't fall through the cracks. And so we come together on this feast of St. Lawrence with all of that in mind. Jesus tells us in today's gospel, whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, there also will my servant be. As we celebrate St. Lawrence, deacon and martyr, we recognize that he was one who served the Lord precisely by following the Lord. In sowing himself as a grain of wheat so that he might bear great fruit for salvation. Jesus tells us in the Gospel today what Pope Benedict called in Deus Caritas Est the essence of Christianity. Out of all the passages of the Gospel, it was the one he focused on the most. John 12:24. Swearing an oath, he says, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. That was the whole pattern of Christ's life. He is that grain of wheat who fell to the ground and died and still bears fruit and will bear the most fruit until eternity. But he wants us to follow him in that path. Many of us remain just grains of wheat. So much potential inside. But because we don't fall to the ground and die, because we don't have the courage to follow St. Lawrence and following Jesus, remains just potential, doesn't bear the type of fruit that the grain of wheat would if only it fell into that soil and the Lord did the rest. St. Lawrence fell to the ground and died in two celebrated ways. First way was through all his charity. The deacons, as I mentioned, were ordained precisely to carry out the Church's charitable work. And in Rome, in the early church, there were always just 7 deacons. Eventually, there became hundreds of priests, but they kept just 7 deacons. And the deacons were the ones in charge of the diaconia, what we'd call sort of the Catholic Charity's food pantries today and everything else. And there were 7 deacons because these men were men not only of a charitable heart, but these were men of great administrative ability. So when we look in the early church, many of the popes were chosen not from the priests, but from the deacons. And then the deacons would be ordained priest and then ordained bishop of Rome. St. Leo the Great was a deacon, and then he was elected pope. St. Gregory the Great was a deacon, and then he was elected pope. Because these were the ones with the administrative ability to run the whole empire, because they got it, not just at a skill set level, but they also got that everything the church does is about charity. And so St. Lawrence was one who specialized in the church's charitable work. Probably would have been elected pope if he hadn't been massacred. There's that story that is true, that after Pope St. Sixtus, whose feast we celebrated on Friday together, after he was decapitated at the end of his homily, the 4 deacons who were assisting him at Mass in the catacombs of St. Praetextatus murdered the 2 other deacons found and murdered. They had given Lawrence a few days to assemble all the church's treasures, because Valerian wanted not only to decapitate the church by killing off her leaders, but also to assemble and destroy all the goods that the church would need in order to be able to celebrate the sacraments and grow. Wanted to destroy the books, wanted to destroy the vessels, wanted to destroy the house churches, wanted to do it all. And so because Lawrence was the archdeacon and would have been one in charge of a lot of these things, they gave him a few days to assemble it all, supposedly, in order to save his life, but he well knew what was up. So he assembled the real treasures of the church. He got all the poor together, and not just the poor Christians, all the poor, including the pagans, that the Catholic Church would serve, and brought them all before Valerian and his henchmen, and said, "Behold the treasures of the church." Lawrence was one who wasn't just doing something symbolic. Lawrence was one who recognized in others, especially in the poor, the church's great treasure. A treasure so valuable that Christ would give his life 1,000 times over, 1,000 times worse each day to save just one. And when Lawrence recognized that, he was able to love them in a similar way. He was able to become a grain of wheat for them, willingly sacrificing so many of his own needs in order to make sure they didn't go without, taking his time and dedicating it indefatigably for their needs, because their needs were around the clock. Today in the first reading, St. Paul tells us that whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, but whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. And St. Lawrence was sowing himself together with goods as bountifully as he possibly could. And he reaped bountifully. But those goods didn't come from him. St. Paul tells us at the end of today's passage, "The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness." God's constantly pouring his seed into us so that we can sow bountifully and therefore reap bountifully. And St. Lawrence was being filled with that seed, and he didn't hoard it to himself selfishly, building a grain bin, we could say, for himself. Whatever he got, he gave, and he gave himself together with what the Lord had given him first. And that's why, again, we celebrate the incredible fruit that he bore even today. But the second way St. Lawrence sowed bountifully was in his martyrdom, in his real witness for Christ until the very end. After he had brought the poor, and after the emperor incensed said, "I will teach you a lesson," he wasn't going to be decapitated, which was a merciful way to execute somebody because it was practically instantaneous. They were going to broil him or roast him on a gridiron, a painfully slow way to die as you're being burned alive. But as we heard St. Paul say in today's first reading, God loves a cheerful giver. And even here, even the torture of the end of his life wasn't able to rob Lawrence of his great joy. So as they were broiling him on that gridiron, he said in one of the most famous lines in all of hagiography, it was written down soon after the martyrdom, it has every sign of being absolutely true. As they were burning him, he turned to his executioners and said, "Asum est versa et manduca." This side's cooked. Turn me over and take a bite. As if he was a pork chop being broiled or a leg of chicken. Think about the enormous pain of being burned alive. But he was going to show what a cheerful giver of his life, what a cheerful grain of wheat looked like. And he's the patron saint of comedians until this very day. But Lawrence, until the very end, wow, even by 51st Street standards, that's loud. Until the very end, Lawrence was going to keep the joy of the gospel with him, and he was going to be announcing it as he was being made a holocaust to the praise and the glory of the Lord. The beginning of the Mass today, in that opening prayer, we turn to God whom we said gave St. Lawrence all that he needed in order to be, as we pray, outstandingly faithful in service and glorious in martyrdom, because the two went together. We ask that same Lord who so blessed him to fill us with his grain as we receive the grain of wheat who fell to the ground and died and wants to bear fruit in us, his Son, to fill us so much with that grain that in our charity, all the way to the point of our death, we might sow bountifully to reap for God an eternal harvest. Praise be Jesus Christ.